into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
You always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
And it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s. Pretty girl by my side. You got that sun. Skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you down too, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way down. I wear the cornrows, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River, catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah.
country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and Little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on the rim. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight.
Checking in Tuesday evening. Hope you're having a great week. And music continues with Chase Matthew, his new one, Love You Again.
QCountry.com. classics. Special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duopest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Welcome to tonight's game between the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. I'm Stephen Jetlin with 98Q, and I am excited for this rivalry tonight. So the JV game had just finished about 15 minutes ago, in which the Phillips Loggers JV team was able to beat the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles in a close contest, 49-41. I believe is the end of that score. The game will be underway here shortly, but before we do that, we're going to kick it to a one-minute ad break, and then the game will be underway. Don't go anywhere.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back. The national anthem is just about to finish up, and the contest between the Chihuahuan Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers will be underway. And with that, the crowd gets into it, and the ball game will be soon. In a moment, the starting lineups for both teams will be announced, and I'll be giving that to you as it comes live. All right. I've been looking forward to this matchup since I saw it on the calendar, because I know the Phillips and Chihuahuan are rival schools within 20 miles of each other. And this is going to be a good one. Good traveling crowd tonight for Phillips and a good home crowd for Chihuahuan Screaming Eagles. So I expect to have to talk over a crowd, which is always great to hear because I love to see the fan support. Starting roster for the Loggers tonight will be number 3, J.J. Heckinen. Number 5, Colin Kleinschmidt. Number 12, Jack Kowicki. Number 42, Drew Hauschild. And the starting lineup for the Chihuahuan Screaming Eagles comes in next. As the lights dim down and the spotlight comes out, Eagles have a real fun intro going on here. There we go. The crowd's getting into it. All right. Jeremiah Miguel will be in the starting lineup tonight. Number 15, Anthony Morgan. Corbin Phelps, number 24. Number 30, Cooper Michalski. And number 2, Jarek Heckendorf will be at the starting lineup for the Chihuahuan Screaming Eagles tonight. Okay. Correction, it'll be Robert Schinnebeck will be starting lineup, and Heckendorf will not. So here we go. These are your Chihuahuan Screaming Eagles versus the Loggers. And they're away. The tip-off goes to the Screaming Eagles to start off the game, and Anthony Morgan is now carrying the ball up the court. Gets the ball over to Michalski at the top of the three-point line. He tries to take his guy one-on-one. Gets the ball kicked out to Calvin Phelps. Well, moving the ball around, we have A.J. Morgan with the ball, who drives to the hoop and gets the first 2 points on the board for the night, 2-0. Game just started, 17 minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. Loggers first offense. They begin moving the ball around the court. Nice pass in to the inside from Colin Kleinschmidt all the way to Drew Hauschild for their 2 points. And the score should be 2-2. All right. Ball movement going quick. Both teams came out of the gate like a gun. Michalski decides to take the one-on-one, pushes his defender into the paint, does a nice little 8-foot jumper, 4-2. Nice score. All right. Heckinen has the ball, drives, passes it back to Kleinschmidt, who then gets the ball dished out, passed again to Kowicki, then back to Kleinschmidt, looking for a possible contested three from Hauschild, who misses, and then we have the rebound made by Anthony Morgan. All right. Anthony Morgan just takes his one-on-one, gets by his guy, goes for a layup. It's now 6-2. It looked like he just walked by the defender there. Loggers very quickly move up the court, and now Heckman's looking for his guy. Gets it dished out to Kalicki, who then finds Hochschild back in the corner. Decides not to take the three this time, and now we're just moving the ball around the three-point line. Ravak has it right now, decides to dribble, can't get by his guy, dishes it back to Kulwicki, who then moves it over to Heckinen for another contested three off the rim. Pachalski gets the rebound as he's taking it down the court fast. Spin, breaks his guy's ankle, and then goes, and I think he gets called for, Pachalski gets called for a foul. He does. I don't know exactly what the foul was, but he knocked the guy over. It looked like a foul, and so I think the refs definitely had a good pulse on that one. So offense for the Screaming Eagles has ended, and it is now the Loggers' chance at offense. All right, ball goes around. Shooting foul looks like is, let's see, that was number three. That'd be Heckinen went for the layup and got fouled. Oh, he got fouled before he shot, so that's just going to be a retention of possession and not a free throw attempt. Ball gets dished out to Hochschild, who tries to get by his guy, passes it to the corner. Ball gets to Kleinschmidt, then for Heckinen, who steps into the two-point line, misses A.J. Morgan with the rebound. Score is 6-2 with 15 minutes and 30 seconds. Eagles with the ball. Miguel's looking, can't get by, passes it to Phelps, who gets it to Morgan. Decides to take the 1v1, gets underneath the hoop, tries to make a move, can't do it, dishes it back out, and now we've reset. After a couple passes, Morgan has the ball again, gets it to Corbin Phelps for an open three at the very top. So wish, nothing but net, 9-2, 15 minutes on the clock. Loggers ball. All right. Number three, that would be Heckinen, decides to take the ball, drives into the paint, gets fouled, but he makes it. So we're going to get 2 points plus an and one opportunity here. All right. Scores 9-4 with a chance to push this to 5. And there it is. Good shooting, Heckinen. There we go. The score is now 9-5. 15 minutes on the clock in the first half. And now looks like the Loggers have pushed to a full court press, which the Eagles kind of beat very easily, which is some nice passing. Michalski goes for a nice drive for a layup. It goes a little too fast, misses his layup, and the Loggers have an opportunity to have a good transition offense here. One-on-one underneath the paint. Great job by Kleinschmidt to push his defender. Goes for the layup, and now the score is 9-7 with the Eagles in the lead. Dealing with the full court press, Miguel and Morgan are just passing between each other. Get past the half court. Phelps gets it. Fakes his shot. Gets back to Morgan at the top. Takes a long three off the tip of the rim, and now the Loggers have the ball. Two versus two opportunity. Eagles got back on good defense, but the Loggers just had a man advantage, and they're able to pass underneath the paint to Kulwicki, who makes the easy layup. Now we have a 9-all game, 14 minutes in the first half. Both teams just answering quick. All right. Morgan has the ball. Passes it to Chalky over on the right side. Does a spin move inside. Beats his guy one-on-one, 11-9. Great move by Michalski there. All right. Here we go. Heckinen has the ball. Passes it to Kleinschmidt, who then passes it to Hochschild, but it gets stolen, and now the Eagles have a chance opportunity. Bad pass, but you know what? As it almost got intercepted, the Eagles were able to keep it somehow, and now they set up their offense. Phelps has the ball. They've reset at the top of the key. Morgan has it now. Looking to 1v1. Gets his guy, passed him, goes for the layup, gets the foul, makes the layup, and there it is, 13-9 with a one-shot free throw to try to push us for a three-point opportunity. Right now, it's just squared up man defense, basically. And with that, the Loggers are going to take their first time out of the game. If you are tuning in, the score is 13-9 with the home team, the Screaming Eagles, leading with plenty to go in the first half. We're going to take a 30-second ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Longman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Longman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to the game between the Schramm Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers. The score is 13-9 with the Eagles on the lead with a chance for one more on the free throw. Morgan swishes it, 14-9, 13 minutes and 16 seconds left in this first half. Action packed. Heckman has the ball, passes it over to Ravok, who then gets it back over to the corner. Kulicki, who drives in, gets it over to Heckman for an open, maybe, open 14-footer, misses it. Morgan got the rebound, and now he's carrying the ball up the court. Ball gets passed over to Schinnebeck. Back to Morgan, who takes a couple dribbles and goes in and draws a foul, looks like, but he missed it. But it was a shooting foul on the jumper, so he does get two free throws right here. Okay. First one up. First one in. Two from two at the line tonight. Love to see it. Morgan's a very athletic senior from the Swamp and Screaming Eagles. He will probably draw a lot of fouls tonight since he can kind of do everything. And if he's good from the line, that'll just do wonders for this team. Second free throw. Up. And miss. Defensive rebound made by Kleinschmidt. Nice job. The score's 15-9. Loggers are behind. And now they're on offense to see if they can cut into this lead a little bit. Good ball movement by the Loggers right now. They're just looking for an open opportunity. And we have an open three. He decides not to take it. Steps a little bit closer for a higher percentage shot. And we have a good rebound by the Screaming Eagles to make a long pass. Might as well call that a Hail Mary, because that was launched across the court to Michalski, who gets it, makes the contested free throw, or sorry, excuse me, layup, and gets fouled. So we have a three-point opportunity here. Score 17-9. Here we go. Free throw. Here we go. Michalski up and in. Scores 18-9, 12 minutes and 20 seconds in the first half. Loggers got the ball. Heckman carrying it up the court right now. Looking for his guy. Gets it over for a three-point make. He passes it to Ravok, who just turns, shoots, and drills it. The score is now 18-12 with 12 minutes on the clock in the first half. Good shooting, my man. There we go. Morgan has the ball. Gets it to Miguel. He gets it to Phelps. Back to Morgan. This is all at the three-point line. They're just looking to see if they can fish. Michalski tries to drive but loses the ball. He's able to get it back. And it is knocked out of the hands of Morgan by Denzin on the Loggers. So Screaming Eagles retain possession of the ball. Pass in. Morgan now has it. Slowly approaching the three-point line. Passes to Phelps, who fakes it, then drives in, and then dishes it way back out to Morgan for an open three attempt. It's in and out, though. And so who's got the ball? One versus one. Did the Loggers make it and miss? Because then we have an offensive rebound. Ball. The Loggers keep it. Great job. And then we have, oh, the Loggers got called for a travel. Oh, they did a great job of, I know it's that miss on that fast break, but they were able to get the offensive rebound and then dish it back out, and he just stutter-stepped, it looked like. And so with that, the possession goes to the Screaming Eagles. Loggers, you're down by six, and that was a great opportunity to cut in that lead. You got to make sure we're not making those mistakes. The athleticism for the Loggers is wonderful. I'm loving their speed, and they're playing disciplined basketball. Here we go. Substitutions come in for both sides of the team. Screaming Eagles get it over to Purdy, then Depp. Long pass inside to Michalski, who in the middle of traffic, goes for a layup and misses, and the Loggers get the defensive rebound. Pekkanen has the ball, going against Purdy, passes it over to Ravas. He's guarded well. Steal attempt, doesn't work. He drives in and takes like a very contested two-point shot at the free throw line and misses. Defensive rebound made by Marcus Purdy. Gets the ball over to Morgan, who's slowly approaching the three-point line. And now it just looks like we're the away team. Crowd is getting into it. Chant defense on the home court. Good ball movement by Schwamm and Sheehan and Eagles, and they get the ball to Morgan Hans for a deep three. Purdy goes in for a layup, gets blocked, but then Michalski gets it. And then somehow Marcus Purdy gets it again, gets it to Morgan deep for a three attempt. I've never seen a ball go that deep into the hoop and then come back out. Missed shot by Morgan. Defensive rebound. Wow, what a game. Pekkanen just decides to take it himself, contested three against someone 8 inches taller than him, and he makes the three-point shot. What a shot! Score is now 15-18. Loggers are still in the deficit. And then the refs just pause the game for a second. 1 second. They're talking with the coach. Okay. There's a timeout called, it looks like. Okay. So after the three-point shot, okay, which was a great shot, by the way, by J.J. Heckman, okay, we'll move past that. That was an incredible shot. I would never want someone to take that shot. Like, he had A.J. Morgan on him, okay, who's 6'2", 6'3", and Heckman is 5'7", okay? So he's like a half a foot shorter. He literally rainbows a three, drills it, wonderful shot. Screaming Eagles, though, when they went to pass the ball inbound, the guy that was passing the ball inbounds actually had a foot inbounds as well. So, by rule, that's a turnover. So not only did the Loggers make the three-pointer, they get to have the ball right back, and they're trailing by three. So the score is 18-15, Loggers ball with 9 minutes and 53 seconds left in the first half. What a game. Okay, here we go. Ravok's got it. He's going to pass it inbounds. Oh, and it was a tight pass. The Heckinen couldn't hold on to it. It fell out of his hands, went out of bounds. And the Eagles get a break here as it is now their possession of the ball. Okay, a couple substitutions come in. Hackendorf passes it into Morgan, carries up the court nice and slowly. Looking to set up his offense, gets the ball to Hackendorf, who's just looking to see what's happening here. Morgan's down the corner, double team. Moves the ball over to Marcus Purdy. Looks like we got a zone defense team kicked in. All right. Morgan's got it. Dribbles forward. Passes it out to Heckendorf, who it kind of slipped out of his hand when he went to go do this. We have a one-versus-one opportunity, and we're going to get called for a foul, a shooting foul. So now the Loggers get a chance at two. Great job by Kleinschmidt to drive to the hoop and draw the foul. He gets a chance for two free-throw opportunities here. Okay, first shot. Getting ready. It's up. And it's out. It did not drop. Score remains 18-15. Substitutions go in. Looks like Marcus Purdy's coming out, and Corbin Phelps is going in for the Screaming Eagles. All right, second free throw. Here we go. Up and in. There we go. The score is now within two. Screaming Eagles in the lead, 18-16 with 9 minutes left in this game. Morgan has the ball. Moving forward. Passes it over to Heckendorf. So then has a slow pass from Phelps to back to Heckendorf. And it's just a one-versus-one opportunity. And with that, the layup goes in. Great job by Kleinschmidt to bring this game back to a tie, 18-18. Screaming Eagles. That was a pretty lazy pass, and the Loggers were all over that. Another just lazy pass. Another steal, and it goes right in. Kleinschmidt just holds the lead at 20-18. I was just going to say, Screaming Eagles better call timeout here, because that was a huge change of momentum. Whew. Score is 8 minutes and 39 seconds on the clock. The Loggers just took the lead to make it 20-18. Timeout take by Screaming Eagles. We're going to have a 1 minute ad break. Don't go anywhere. Great game.
the best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Heckman Auction? Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Screaming Eagle, welcome back to the basketball game between the Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. If you're just joining us, there's 8 minutes and 27 seconds in the first half. The score is 20-18, the Loggers in the lead. However, the Screaming Eagles have had the lead for most of the game. It's just the Loggers had bam, 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 like 6 points back to back to back off lazy turnovers. They now, Loggers now have the ball, and now they're looking to try to push this lead even further. Good ball movement between Heckinen and Rabak, who then makes another three-pointer. Rabak now made two threes tonight, scores 23-18. Morgan has the ball with 8 minutes about to happen on the clock. Passes over to Petzl, and then gets it back to Morgan. Looking for his guy. Gets to Corbin Phelps. It looks like the Loggers are just moving into double-team position here over and over again. Phelps has an opportunity for three, decides not to take it. Long pass to Morgan. Pass inside to Michalski, who dribbles, turns and makes the, what a great fadeaway jumper there underneath the paint. The score is now 20-23 with 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in this half. Loggers got the ball. Denzine's got it right now at the three-point line. Passes to Heckinen. Tries to get by his guy. Can't do it. Gets it over to Hochschild, who decides to, can't get in. And they're going to call a jump ball. Basically, what happened was a block, but the block happened near his chest. So good defense by the Screaming Eagles to deny a drive to the paint by their big man. That's their senior. He's 6'3", Drew Hochschild. And, man, if he's driving the hoop, you want the right guy to prevent that. So, good defense. All right. Eagles got it. Set up their offense. Scores within three. They're trailing 20-23. Morgan decides to take a three-point attempt 5 feet behind the line. That's like a third one tonight, and he's missed them all. I just don't think that's the correct answer. Either way, Loggers take advantage of that low-percentage shot. They got the ball. And now they're looking. Good steal. But, we're going to see what the refs call. The whistle was blown. Was it a steal? Was it a foul? They're saying that it was after the steal. Okay, I got it. After the steal, Schwamann had possession of the ball, and then the Loggers got called for a reach-in. Okay. All right. Morgan's got the ball, carrying it up the hoop, getting a jog going, passes it to Miguel. He fakes a shot, fakes another one, passes to Morgan back at the top. Floating pass to Corbin, then to Michalski underneath, then to Morgan for an open three at the line. That's the shot you want to take. Even though he missed that three, that's a good shot selection. Set up more of those. If you want to take threes, that's what they need to look like. All right. Loggers in the lead, 23-20. They have the ball. Good ball movement. Ball gets passed from Hochschild into Rabak underneath, and he's able to make a nice little 6 foot jumper to put the score to 25-20 with 6 minutes on this clock. Miguel gets the ball on the right, misses a long two pointer, and Hochschild gets the defensive rebound. Heckinen's got the ball, looking, gets the screen, looks left. Screaming Eagles do a good job breaking the screen, and they've kept man defense. Hochschild decides to just take a contested long two pointer, misses. Morgan has the rebound. 5 minutes and 40 seconds on this clock. Game within five. Pass underneath. Good move by Morgan. Great pass by Morgan. Good layup by Michalski. 22-25. Loggers call timeout. This is a great game. so much fun. If you're just joining us right now, there's 5 minutes and 35 seconds left on this clock. Scores 25-22 with the Loggers in the lead. Let's take a 30-second ad break for this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back to the game between the Stromley and Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. The score is 25-22. Loggers in the lead with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Hegeman's got the ball. The Loggers passes it out to Hostile, who then drives to drive up the court into the double team. Can't do it. Errant pass, but the Loggers do a good job of keeping onto it. Ravak was able to run to the ball, passes it. It goes right over Heckman's head. And it is now Screaming Eagle ball. Miguel will pass into Morgan here in a moment once the refs give the go-ahead. Here we go. Miguel passes into Morgan. Game has resumed. Morgan's holding it, going forward to Phelps, and then back to Morgan, then back to Phelps, then over to Miguel on a no-look pass. He tries to dribble by his guys, can't do it, but somehow through all of that, he gets an open pass attempt to Morgan at the three-point range, and he misses yet another three. Loggers have the ball, driving Heckinen, makes a, as he's falling, passes back up to the three-point line. Gets the ball to Kleinschmidt, then back over to Heckinen, who makes a contested three attempt in and out. Morgan with the rebound. All right, carrying the ball to court quickly. Morgan tries to get going on a one versus three and gets called for a travel. I know Morgan was looking for the foul, but here's the thing. If you travel before the foul, it's a travel. Either way, this is now Loggers' ball. Heckinen carrying up the court slowly, looking for his guy. Movement on the court's happening right now. He's dribbling the ball. Screen happened, but Eagles handled it well. All right. Ball's has been moved around to Kalicki. And then over to, I think that's 22. That'd be Dazine. Misses. Offensive rebound made by the Loggers. And then Kleinschmidt is able to get it, go for the layup, push the score 27-22. Morgan's got the ball. Gets it over to Phelps. Who's looking? Long pass over to Morgan. Back over to Phelps for an open three. He takes it and off the rim. And then we have the rebound made by Schinnebeck. Offensive rebound. Morgan gets it, tries to break his guys, and goes for a pretty risky layup. Misses. Michalski gets it somehow at the three-point line. Oh, my goodness. It was a defensive rebound, but then Schinnebeck stole it back. So now Eagles got it. Michalski calls for a pass into the inside of the paint. Can't make it. Miguel has it. They pass it back out. Morgan's got the ball at the top of the key. Phelps looking. Michalski has a chance for three in the corner. Misses. And we have another rebound. Oh, 1 second. We have a lot of collisions that just happened. It looks like it's going to be a foul on the Loggers on when there was an errant pass. Or not errant pass, errant ball. That was a long possession by the Screaming Eagles to come away with no points. Either way, Eagles are going to retain possession of the ball. And it looks like a substitution happened, but Jarrett Heckendorf is now in the game. It looks like Miguel came out. And so here we go. Ball passed in. Heckendorf's open. He goes by his guy. Fakes it, the shot, and then it goes back to Morgan. Loggers are doing a good job of just responding to everything. Good shot by Corbin Phelps, who gets the ball in the corner for the three-point make. The score is now 25-27. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in this half, and the game is within 2 points. Loggers got the ball. Kleinschmidt has it. Passes it to Ravak, who then gets the ball over to Kalicki, who gets into the paint, shoots, does a quick jumper, misses, and now Heckendorf has the ball. Driving, gets the ball to Corbin Phelps, who shoots another three. It's off the rim, off the backboard. Heckendorf gets the rebound on offense and then shoots it up for a layup. It's up 27-27. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in this half, and it's a tie game. All right, Heckendorf's got the ball. Passes it over to Kowicki, still the three-point line. Then gets it over to Kleinschmidt at the top of the key. Passes it back to Kowicki. He's at the free throw line looking. Gets it over Kleinschmidt, then over to Rybak in the corner. We have a steal made by Shinnebeck. Now Michalski has it at the three-point line. Pass over to Heckendorf. He looks to drive in. Can't do it. Bounce pass over to Morgan. 1-2 step in the lane. Goes for the layup. Misses. We have an offensive rebound. Morgan, who shoots up the layup, makes it, gets the foul. And now it's going to be 29-27 with a free throw attempt here. Morgan let out a huge roar after making that. That seemed like a 1-4, and he made the layup somehow out of that. Wow. Eagles have fought back after that stint of points that they just gave up earlier in the half. So now they own the lead, 29-27. And here's the three-point attempt. Here it is, free throw. Up and it missed. So it still remains 29-27, longest at the ball with a minute 45 left in the first half. All right. Ball passed over to Denzine, who gets the ball back to Kowicki, who then moves it over to Heckenham, the three-point line. He steps within the three, takes a long two, misses Morgan with the offensive rebound. Or defensive rebound, excuse me. He's carrying up the court, goes by his guy, decides to dish it out to Michalski. Who else? Who can go up for the layup in the paint? 31-27. Nice make. Heckenham passes the ball to Rybak, who then moves it over to Kowicki. Back to Rivault, and then to Denzine. Underneath the paint. Bad shot. Ooh, that is a foul. I could see that one from up here in the stands. as Kowicki was going for a layup, that was a swipe by Shinnebeck on Rivock underneath the paint, or underneath the hoop. But it wasn't during a shot, so it's just going to be a reset of the possession, and the Phillip Loggers will get an opportunity to pass it in. All right. They pass the ball in to Kowicki, who then moves the ball over to Rivock, who takes a two-point shot, misses. Hochschild has it, moves it over to Heckenin. Back to Hochschild, who does a double dribble, turns, shoots, and man, what a work on the backboard there. Makes the two-point shot. That was tough. The score is now 31-29. Eagles still in the lead. 40 seconds left in this game, and the coach is telling Morgan to let it run out. Basically, the Eagles want this to be the last possession of the half. 25 seconds. Ball is passed over to Heckendorf, really deep on the court. Then I am bewildered to what that pass was, I'll be honest. It looked like Heckendorf literally just gave the ball over on the longest bounce pass I've ever seen in my life. So now the Loggers have it with 8 seconds left in this half to try to tie it. Here we go. 5, 3, 2. Heckendorf gets over to Hochschild, who has to take the shot. He does, and he misses. Oh! Woo! 0-0-0 is on the clock. The first half is over, and the Screaming Eagles hold on to the lead 31-29. What a great first half of basketball. Whew, 10 minutes has been put on the clock for the halftime. In a moment, we're going to move into the Forward Bank halftime show here on 98Q. But before that, I'm going to take a two-minute break while we do a two-minute ad break. And when you come back, we'll break it all down. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North and Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the game tonight, which, let me tell you, has been competitive between the Salamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. My name is Stephen Jetlin. On behalf of 98Q, has been my absolute pleasure to bring you tonight's contest of both boys varsity basketball teams. Scores 31-29 with the Salamigan Screaming Eagles in the lead. Honestly, the first thing I want to say about both these teams is not even the teams, but it's the crowd. The away team and the home team's crowds have just been in this game, right? And it's been a wonderful pleasure to see the wonderful support that both teams have had. And you expect that, right? Phillips is only 20 miles south here, the rival schools. And the best part about rivalries is when they're competitive, right? That's what makes it so good, when you can see the sauce. So looking over tonight's games, there's a couple things that I've noticed going forward for this the Forward Bank halftime show here. Where both teams, it seems like the Loggers are trying to push tempo, where the Screaming Eagles are trying to slow tempo. I know the Screaming Eagles have taken a few offenses, you know, maybe 20 or 30% of them, you know, if I don't have the exact stats in front of me. Well, they went fast, right? There was a quick pass to McChalty underneath, or, you know, maybe Phelps took a quick shot once he got a dish out pass. But for the most part, when Morgan, the point guard, gets the ball, he's walking it to the three-point line. And, you know, he's giving out the signals for what offense he wants to run. And it just seems like they're fishing for the right shot. Where when the Loggers get it, their point guard, J.J. Heckman, man, this kid's quick. Wow. He is, boom. Not only quick, but quick and courageous, all right? Because he's taken a couple shots that were absolutely contested against defenders that are absolutely taller than him. And, well, first off, he made them. So you're just like, okay, that was awesome. But secondly, he is trying to push tempo. He gets to that line quick, fairly quick, and then he starts laser passing it to either Kleinschmidt or Ravak, who's been shooting great tonight. He's made two or three threes, or Kulicki. And then, I mean, between Jack Kulicki and Drew Housechild on the Logger side, they're both 6'3". So we got some great size on this team for the Loggers, especially when Denzine is in as well, who's 6'2". You're fielding a roster that can absolutely devastate the paint, because it's like, okay, their center is 6'3", so is that other kid who's 6'3", and so is that other kid who's 6'2". So I think the Loggers, they've been wanting to play underneath, but they have just not, the ball's just not dropping for them. There's been a lot of defensive rebounds. Morgan has gotten already 6 or 7 rebounds. He's on pace for a double-double tonight. And so I think the key for the Loggers right now, because you're coming into the half in a deficit, they're down 31-29. You were in a deficit for most of the game, but there was a stretch of possessions in which the Salamigan Screaming Eagles got lazy. I'm not kidding. It was just kind of like when they went to pass, it was like, and the Loggers absolutely pounced on that, and they scored fast, and they did it over. I think it was 3 possessions in a row, not only eliminating a 8-point deficit, or 6-point deficit, but then eventually taking the lead. So